are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. You may notice that the sound is going to come in a little crisper and clearer. No, not because I have new equipment in the studio, but because I pulled my back out. And I can't move and bounce around and walk around and wave when I talk. I am all propped up with pillows right now. Oh, it was so stupid. No, yeah, I've been working out pretty religiously. All right, and I kind of work out with the high incline, and I've been doing really good because I'm trying to lose weight. If this TV show thing goes, and I should lose weight anyway because I was tired of not being the weight I wanted to be. I want to look good, you know. So just because it's radio and you guys don't see me doesn't mean I don't want to look good. But you all know about the whole hormone issue and my putting on 30 pounds and how that just destroyed, you know, my self-confidence and all that other stuff. You aren't going to hear about that. But anyway, so what was so dramatic yesterday? What was I doing that was so athletic that caused me to pull out my back? I woke up in the morning yesterday. I went to the bathroom to go number one, right, to take a leak. And trying to get up off the toilet seat, I threw out my SI joint. It was horrible. I was able to get my pants back up. I kind of wear one of my husband's shirts to bed, and then I have these pajama bottoms. I have these camouflage pajama bottoms. So I was able to pull those up, and then I was able to waddle out of the bathroom and scream to my kids and my husband to help that I couldn't, I threw out my back. So, no, I wiped. No, that was all done. I was, because remember, see, girls, you're sitting on the toilet. You finish everything you have to do. It was getting up off the toilet. So anyway, I didn't know it was my SI joint. I know I'm a family doctor, but I'm not a chiropractor. My husband's a chiropractor. So he immediately lied me down on the bed. Stop the giggles. No, I know. Lovey-dovey yesterday by any means. My pelvis was out of whack. Come on. And he immediately saw that one of my SI joints was off. So I messed that up. So luckily, because I'm married to a chiropractor, he's all mine, ladies. He's all mine. He was able to do some adjustments. I'm having a lot of muscle spasm. I'm griping about it. I know y'all don't want to hear about my stuff, but I think it's important for you to know that even the doctor, right, deals with medical issues and ailments, and it sucks because, man, I have been so religious with my workouts, 45 minutes to an hour every day, and yesterday I couldn't work out. I was so upset. So I did some arms, and I did some Kegels so I could still exercise, but I got to tell you, man, that SI joint, and see, what sucks about the SI joint is I could be in one position and fine. All right. As long as I was able to get, I'm still watching the Breaking Bad marathon, so it's great. Where am I at now? I'm at the point where Pinkman's bald. So that's where I'm at with Breaking Bad. So I'm getting there. We're almost done. Okay. No, I haven't seen the newest Duck Dynasty, but I'm catching up on my Breaking Bad. So I could prop myself up and watch TV and I could move, but if I have to get up to go to the bathroom, so mind you, I have a 3-hour show today. I'm going to have to pee just once. So if you hear me call, you know, for somebody in the studio or Don or somebody to kind of come in here to help me get up and go pee. I'm wearing the elastic pants, so I don't have to have anybody unzip me. That's okay. But doesn't that stink? You know, here you are. I'm in my 40s for crying out loud. I'm not old, right? And then I'm walking around waddling like I have a 20-pound prostate. This is horrible. All right, so we're going to talk about other stuff today. Apparently, there's a watch. It's called a ticker watch, and it'll predict your death to the nearest second. Why anybody would want that is beyond me. Apparently, you fill out some questionnaire, and it tells you how much time you have left on your life. I think it sounds stupid, but it's cool nonetheless. We got a tornado warning in New York and New Jersey. We're going to talk about that. We got three people who win the Nobel Prize for Medicine. Dr. Dahlia was not one of them. We'll talk about why that's a crock. There's this new thigh gap weight loss goal where, you know, how most of our thighs, they kind of mend together, and on a sweaty day, they just kind of stick together. Well, apparently on the social internet, social media, there's this big push to have very skinny thighs. And so for very skinny thighs, sorry about that. I'm trying to make some hand signals. I'm having a little problem with my pillow. Okay, sorry about that. I'm having my engineer help me a little bit. No, my pants are on. So I guess there's this big trend, I guess, where there's air in between your thighs. Now, mind you, okay, I was 20 once. Okay, I think there's been enough in between my thighs already. I don't really think I need to shoot for air. But it's, well, one thing out there. Oh, I know. Did I just snort? All right. Gloves and gowns don't appear to protect you against the MRSA, the nasty staff, and certain bacteria in hospitals. Well, then what the hell are you supposed to wear? Then a bunch of sports stars are being criticized for endorsing sugary and fatty foods. Let them make some money, for crying out loud, an endorsement every now and then. Cut them some slack. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, your sympathy at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. Now, the quick question, okay? Question for you guys. How did you get over a breakup? Okay, what is the best way for a man, we ladies know how to do it, but men, what's the best way for a man to get over a breakup? This is an email I got this weekend. Nathan writes, Doctor, my fiance broke up with me after being together for 5 years. It just happened. I've never had a history of depression. What is the right way to cope? I'm torn up about this. I don't want to be depressed. Men, what do you guys do? I mean, I think I know what men do. Okay, but I'm not a man, I'm a woman. I'm supposed to be giving advice here. So I'm opening it up to you guys. How do you get rid of a breakup, a divorce? What is the best way to cope? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Mind you, I'm going to give him my way, the Dr. Dahlia way. And I think it's pretty damn good, and I think you guys could learn from that. But school us, please. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I truly, truly appreciate it. You guys can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Nathan looks like got dumped, unfortunately. All right, we're allowed to use the word dumped, okay? We don't have to euphemize. I've been dumped many times prior to meeting my husband. I don't think I ever did the dumping. Maybe just a couple times, but usually I was the one dumped. All right. Now, mind you, I was a good girl. Okay. I kind of had my knees bolted together. I know I pretend I didn't, but that was part of the dumping. Well, look, I need a babe who'll put out. I mean, I'm not marrying you, babe. I'm like, well, if you're not marrying me, why should I give the milk when you get the cow for free? All right, so anyway, my relationships ended very, very poorly a lot of times. And, you know, some guys I really, really liked. You know, I really, really liked. And, you know, I was never with somebody for 5 years. Okay, so I cannot from experience. You know, and most doctors, when we give you advice, it's not from experience. I wish we all could experience everything you all could, but then maybe on the flip side, maybe not. Okay, you know, I've never had a tertiary syphilis infection, thank God. But I have had some cancer scares, you know, so I mean, the more I experience, I think the better I can understand and empathize with you all. But no, I've never been with somebody for 5 years who broke up with me. So that's some rough stuff. Okay. But what do I recommend to my patients? Okay. Theoretically. And I think this really, really helps. Okay. One mistake that I think a lot of people do when they get dumped is their friends come in and they try to get their mind off of things. So immediately they're like, you know, let's go get you some, well, how do I say this nicely? Some new type of sexual activity. Okay. Now, the problem with that is maybe they'll get their mind off of things for the 15 seconds, but I think they're going to feel more like crap afterwards. Okay. What guys need, and I know you guys are going to be like, no, this is too girly. But I think what guys need is a pity party. Okay? I tell you what, anytime I felt bad about something, now I know I'm a girl, but I'm not a girly girl. I think I act more like a guy than a girl. I really do. Okay? And going shopping, no. Getting a makeover, getting my nails done, no. I don't like doing that anytime I had some sort of an issue with a guy. Because who am I dressing up for? Who am I spending money getting my nails? And I hate getting my nails and hair done. Mind you, I love where I go. These people are good. But I can't stand sitting there. Okay? I would rather go to a bar, watch a game, right? Eat some junk food. That's really what I would rather do. But I think you need a witch fit party type of thing. Okay, and I know that's not really a guy term, but you guys know what I'm trying to say. Where have the guys come over. Okay, don't be alone. You really shouldn't be alone. Okay, but if you are going through that, get your buddies together. Okay, and just sit down and gripe. Okay, no, you're not going to bring everybody else down. In fact, group therapy is so therapeutic, knowing that you're not the only one and that this happens over and over and over again makes you feel better. You need to know that you're not the only one. Okay, now maybe she dumped you and she really doesn't mean to dump you. Maybe it's something hormonal. Who knows? Maybe she's pregnant and the hormones are off and she really doesn't mean to dump you and you guys are going to be back together again. But if this is a real true dump and you guys are done and you're trying to figure out how to cope because you invested 5 years of your life into this woman, you're going to have to cope. All right. Now, I always recommend going and seeing a therapist, et cetera, but most of you don't. You know, I recommended that on Saturday. I was seeing a patient on Saturday, told her, you know, if she's having trouble sleeping, would she like to see a therapist? She's like, no, I got friends for that, and it's free. So I get, and it's why women seem to cope with their psychological issues better is because they usually have friends to talk to. And the other thing, too, that you're going to probably be upset about is when you did fiancé eyes, you probably lost a lot of your guy buddies. Okay, guys, don't lose your friends. Please don't lose your friends when you start dating or becoming engaged or you marry somebody. It happens all the time. You know what? It even happened in our marriage. Some of my husband's friends I love, okay? But some of my husband's friends I dated, and I really didn't want them at the house. You know what I mean? And so I hate to admit that I did, but I kind of alienated some of my husband's friends because it just, and it wasn't that it was awkward. It just, I really didn't want to see them again. And it's not my husband's fault that his friends and I dated. It just happened. So, but a lot of my husband's friends are cool and I love having them over. You know, and then some of my husband's friends I think are idiots. Okay. And, you know, and it's a shame. You know, and by idiots meaning, you know, they always want me to write them a narcotic or something. And I don't like that. I don't want anything to do with anybody who's pretending to be a friend and coming over just so they could try to get a prescription out of me. I don't give prescriptions. Okay? If you're a patient and I'm seeing you as a patient, that's fine. But don't be coming over pretending to be a best friend, eating our food, drinking our beer, and then saying, can you hook me up with some Lortab? You're an idiot. Get the hell out of my house. Okay? But that's just me personally. Okay, so back to this. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about how to deal with a breakup. 1-877-DOCDALI. But guys and ladies, you need to still have friend night. I think that's extremely important. Before you even start embark on the relationship seriously, go look, Thursday nights is my night for my buddies. Okay? Right? Every Thursday night, that's fine. You have me. Six nights of the week. I think that's fair. Now, mind you, if there's a kid's school play, whatever. But I think laying down the law and both parties deciding that they're going to have a friend night, I think is extremely important. Okay? Because it gives you that chance to still connect with the other world and still make sure you have a support system. So I think that's really, really cool. Very interesting. In many abusive relationships, one of the spouses does not allow the other one to have friends because they don't want that outside role. They don't want the outside influences. Easy sign to tell if you're with somebody that's not good for you. If they don't want you to have, now, mind you, if your friends, you know, drop meth and shrooms and stuff, or if they always want to take you out to the strip clubs, I get that. Okay. She's going to make a point. But if all you're doing is hanging out, And you know, I don't know, poker night or whatever you guys are doing, bowling, whatever. I don't see a problem with that. Okay, because what's going to happen is when you have a problem, you're going to need to go to your friends. You don't need to talk about anything personal with the marriage or personal with the relationship, but you're going to need that support system. So first and foremost, have the buddies over and just talk about how you feel. I know you guys are like, oh my gosh, Dahlia, this is not practical advice. Yes, it is. Okay, just have it out. Okay, what are you ticked off about, dude, bro? Come on, yo. What's going on? All right, and you guys just lay it out. Well, I'm ticked. I mean, I supported her or, you know, she supported me. I don't have a place to live now. I don't, you know, just lay it out all on the table. Be honest. Okay, well, dude, this is what you do. This is what you do. This is what we do. You know, I mean, get some advice. If you don't like the advice, at least it helps to talk about it. Number two, let's say you're alone. I want you to write down why you're ticked. Okay, why are you upset about this breakout? Breakup. I want you to write, yeah, breakout. Because it's herpes. Write the pros and the cons. You gotta write the pros and the cons of you not being with this person. Okay, yeah. You had a life together. You may have a child together. You have a home. You have this, etc. Okay, but what are the pros? Okay, well, I really didn't like her mother. You know, or, you know, she didn't let me hang out with friends. She didn't this. I mean, it could be as minuscule as you want, but you need to start writing that down and starting to intellectualize. You have to. Thinking things through, getting in touch with your feelings is fine. Now, mind you, you're going to do this week after week. Okay. And then you're going to start to notice that the pros are going to start to increase. Okay. But, again, the worst thing you can do to get over a breakup is to just go out there and try to sleep with somebody else. Okay? That's not going to, help. Okay? Now, what about talking? Okay? With the fiance, et cetera. What about talking with, I think it's a very good, if you're breaking up with somebody, I think it's great to still have that talk. Okay? But you want to make sure that there's going to be some closure. Let's say you don't want closure. Let's say that freaks you out. Well, then both of you meet at a public place for lunch. And go, look, okay, we're broken up. I think that's great. But so we could still stay amicable and friends, so this goes easy. All right, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how we're going to handle the breakup. I mean, if we see each other at the same party, how are we going to handle friends? How do you want to handle this? What's the best way to handle it? Okay, and then at least talking with the person that, you know, and you may find, well, you know, it's not that, you know, I dumped you. It's that, you know, I just don't want to get married. Okay, well, if that's what this is about, you know, communication is so key. All right, but there's ways to do it. I mean, it's going to hurt, but you don't have to be in a funk. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Went wrong. I know this back thing is ridiculous. SI joint out of place, so I apologize. Really hard to move around, and if I sound a little uncomfortable or grumpy, that's why. But again, we're blessed. I mean, there's worse things that could be going on. Like right now, we have a tornado warning. I believe for Washington D.C. Area, New York, New Jersey. I guess up until 5 p.m. tonight, pretty scary stuff. Some pretty bad weather from what we understand. Flights are being delayed. We'll keep you guys posted if we hear of anything. We're getting kind of, multiple reports as it comes through, even Baltimore, New York State, Philadelphia, even New York City. Some pretty rough weather. Speaking of flights, you guys have heard of this 9-year-old kid. who went through numerous checkpoints, was able to get on a plane at Minneapolis St. Paul and fly to Las Vegas. You guys heard about this? Okay, and I know in the media, you know, they're joking about it, going, oh, you know, Home Alone, or, you know, this kid's able to jump on a plane or whatever. This is not funny at all. We have a kid who was able to very easily navigate through security, get on a plane with no ticket, get past the TSA. 9-year-old kid. Now, luckily, he wasn't a terrorist, but this is some scary stuff. All right. 9-year-old was able to sneak through security and onto a Delta flight headed to Las Vegas. Okay, the report comes from Minneapolis St. Paul TV station KARE-11. Says the security mishap happened Thursday when the boy snuck into the airport and onto Delta flight 1651 to Las Vegas. Okay, apparently airport officials said they reviewed security footage and at this point do not even think he had a boarding pass. All right, he was a runaway, and this wasn't his first time. I guess he used to do it. He actually, I think, took somebody's luggage off the carousel, went to get food, asked somebody to watch his luggage. I mean, this kid has done this before, 9 years old. Apparently, Terry Tripper, an air travel expert with theplanerules.com, says he had to pass three levels of security, the TSA, the gate agents, and the flight crew, when a child comes through without even a seat assignment. Now, from what we understand, the flight crew is the one that figured this out. They figured out something was up. They didn't see his parents, you know, because it's their job to make sure that, you know, every kid has an adult. Okay, you know, if not, they're supposed to know ahead of time if there's a kid that is going to be unattended on the plane. 9 years old, that's a fourth grader. And again, you know, I feel bad for the kid. I feel bad for his parents. There's obviously some issues with that family. Okay, I mean, where's the family for the kid to be able to make it all the way to an airport, especially a main hub like that? You almost wonder, did he take a cab? How the hell did he do it? All right, so you don't want to have a 9-year-old kid who's a runaway, but, you know, looking selfishly for all of us, all right, our airports can't prevent a kid getting on a plane that could possibly be a terrorist. And I know somebody like, oh, Dr. Dahi, he was only 9 years old, but still, under 18, okay? And I guess when you're under 12 or 13, you don't have to take off your shoes. Not that that would prevent a lot of things. But, I mean, you could basically at the security checkpoint be hanging out with parents. Now, every time I go through security, they always ask who's with me. So I say I got my two kids and I got my husband and, you know, a couple tampons in the purse, et cetera. And I'm full disclosure, I reveal everything. And then they talk to the kids. How did this kid sneak up behind some grown-ups and get through security? I don't know. It's just one of those things. You know, I kind of think of that Schindler's List little girl in the red coat, right, where she's just kind of, you know, everything's black and white, and she's just kind of walking around through the motions, you know, getting through. So pretty scary stuff. We really need to get our act together. And it's not just that airport. It's all of them. You know, I mean, luckily this was nothing. Luckily the kid's going to be reunited with his family. But I think the way we're approaching national security is leaving a lot of holes. But we won't go there, okay? Otherwise, you guys are going to think I'm going to start talking about orifices. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DAI. So let's talk about this watch, okay? There's apparently a watch. I don't know who'll buy it. That will tell you when you're going to die. The countdown begins in years, days, hours. Maybe that's why people buy it, because at least there's some years on there. But I guess the countdown begins in years, days, hours, minutes, and seconds. What the creator wanted, all right, we'll tell you who that is. Swedish inventor Fredrik Colting wanted people to make the most of the time they had left. It's called the death watch, okay? Although some people think it's the happiness watch, because they want people to look at it, go, well, I have 54 years left. I need to enjoy life. Now, I guess to set up ticker, the wearer fills out a questionnaire, enters information about their medical history. They ask if they drink. Sorry about this. Why am I getting tired? Uh-oh. All right. Anyway, they fill out a questionnaire. If they drink, if they smoke, if there's been any instances of cancer, diabetes, other diseases in their family, how much exercise do they do, the weight before receiving their score, then the age is deducted from the results to predict a death date. And then ticker begins the countdown. So it looks like you, I think it's like a $60 watch. It looks like it gives you the actual time, and then it also gives you the countdown. Now, okay, first of all, stupid. Just absolutely stupid. And people are going to buy it, right? I mean, there's advertisements out there. People think it's cool. What I think is going to happen is somebody's going to go to the shop, okay, and test it. You know how, like, Best Buy, you could try all the little gadgets out? So what they'll probably do is test it out, find out how many hours. Oh my gosh, why am I yawning? I apologize, guys. Am I boring? Oh, so is this really my show? Does it bore you to this degree? Because, oh my gosh, I'm yawning. Anyway, the design team sets up a ticker Kickstarter. Now, this ticker Kickstarter is supposed to be, from what I understand, a fundraiser. And this fundraiser is supposed to be a project. I apologize, I don't have that information. Okay, because I yawned, and when I yawned, I lost my website. So we'll just move on from there. Boy, I got to tell you, if I make it through this week without getting fired, I'll be shocked. Laundry. Okay, what temperature should we be washing our clothes at? This is important stuff. Okay, apparently 1 in 4 items of clothing washed at 40 degrees Celsius contain fecal bacteria. Now, 40 degrees Celsius is about 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Apparently, fecal bacteria, we're talking about bacteria with your poop on it or baby's poop, is on a lot of things. Okay, including the little teddy bear, certain baby clothes, certain T-shirts. I mean, we're talking about kid stuff. Oh, PE shorts, your gym shorts, people. Your gym shorts, feces on it. Why don't you guys wear underwear anymore? I don't get that. Yeah, just underwear. Nobody wears underwear with their gym shorts anymore. All right, anyway, sheets for the bed, bibs, pillowcases, baby pants, etc. They say the average cuddly toy, like the average, shall we say, like a teddy bear, 66% contaminated with feces. I don't know. I mean, I've never wiped my butt with one of these things, and my babies never did either. I mean, they peed in the, you know what it is? You probably change the diaper, and then you grab them a toy. I wouldn't. I would wash my hands. I don't get that. Okay, anyway. So scientists swab tested more than 100 items of children's clothing and bedding donated by parents. Half the samples have been washed at about 104 degree temperature or 40 degrees Celsius. Other half were unwashed, and they found that still feces bacteria was on it. Now, they're suggesting that maybe what we do is we wash it at 60 degrees Celsius, which is 140 degrees. Now, I have a washer, and it's one of those things where you get to push a button. It's really cool. Remember when you had to used to, you know, grind the dial? So this has a button. I don't think the button lets me pick the water temperature. In fact, I don't think our water heater goes that high. Every time I take a shower, the water's like lukewarm. I haven't had a hot shower in weeks. But try to get that water heater up so you could probably wash your clothes closer to 60 degrees Celsius. Don't burn yourselves. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Myra wants to know, what do you do for bad breath? I hope she's not talking about me. I hope you guys can't tell my breath, right, coming through the radio. A lot of things. Bad breath, I think, affects a lot of us. Nothing that we're really proud to talk about. The problem is that some of us don't even realize we have bad breath, right? We talk, then all of a sudden the person next to you kind of takes a couple steps back and you're like, what did I do? What? What? Anyway, so, all right. So, the first thing I like to blame is your teeth, okay? If you got food in your teeth, if you have any sort of bacteria, I mean, you know, when you wake up in the morning and it tastes all acidic, Right? It's because the bacteria make acid. That's one of the reasons for the acid in your mouth in the morning. We'll talk about the other. So make sure you have phenomenal teeth hygiene. Make sure you see the dentist as often as you can. You want to make sure that you get rid of plaques, etc. Dental floss as well. By the way, I finally was able to log on to the healthcare website for the Obamacare exchanges, and not pleased at all. On Saturday, I found that I could qualify for a plan for my family for $700 a month with a $5,000 deductible, and another one for about $704 a month for a $6,500 a year deductible. It's ridiculous. No dental, no vision. I don't know how, if you guys fared better than that, but, a real steal. We'll talk about that later. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. The next thing we also urge you to do is to check your, gastric area, right? Okay. Having, bad breath could be because of reflux, an acid coming up when you sleep. Some of us would take an antacid in college so would wake up with better breath. Theoretically, that's what I heard. And the acid comes up into your mouth. Now you're getting old stomach contents, pretty disgusting stuff. Right, but what about throughout the day? Well, that could be reflux. All right, so you need to check for that. Of course, diet, like according to Fox News, they talk about garlic and onions can cause bad breath. I know, yeah. We should talk about some foods that help with breath. That's a good one. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Sinus issues. Having sinus infections and sinus drainage, okay, that could also make your breath disgusting because it coalesces when your sinuses drain into your pharynx. So nasal passages, etc. Some people that use saline nasal washes, don't use tap water, but saline nasal washes could help themselves with bad breath. Now, stones in the back of the tonsil. Your throat, your tonsils have these little crypts. And sometimes you could get food, bacteria. And so tonsil stones can be used with certain, you could take water picks to kind of clean them out. Unfortunately, some of these little tonsil stones, they need to be removed with, not surgically, but sometimes we have an ENT pick those out. So as you can see, a lot of things can cause bad breath. Now, when you do brush your teeth, don't forget to brush your tongue. Okay. One study out of WebMD says here that, brushing your tongue, you were able to cut bad breath by at least 70%. Some of you have asked me about gargling with peroxide. That's, as long as you don't swallow it, I'm okay with it, but I think mouthwash is fine. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We got Leon on the line from Alabama. Hey, Leon, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Thanks for calling. What's going on, buddy?
You got Obamacare, and you got regular insurance, and you got premiums, and you got co-pays, and you got deductibles. What don't you understand about it? It's the same thing as with regular insurance.
Exactly. No, what I don't understand is why they were saying these exchanges were supposed to give us affordable health insurance. $700 a month for my family with a $5,000 deductible and a $50 copay is worse than what I have right now. That's what I don't understand.
How big's your family?
Four people. Two kids, me and my husband.
Well,
Have you looked at the exchanges, Leon? Have you seen what you qualify for?
I don't have to if I got insurance. Why should I get on there and plug up the system for everybody else?
Okay, that's good.
It doesn't pertain to me. I mean, I got insurance with my company, so I don't need Obamacare right now. Why should I be in everybody else's way if they're trying to get on it?
Mm-hmm. I know, but if you've noticed, most people can't apply. They don't like what they're seeing. So you're lucky. Keep that insurance that you have with your employer. Keep that job. Just, you know, Maybe. Thanks for calling, by the way. For those of you that do listen to my show while on the job, be careful. I don't want you getting fired because you're listening to my show while on the job. But if you don't have to go on the exchanges to look up healthcare, don't. It may not be bad, though, to look up and see what you would qualify for. I mean, if you are going to find health insurance cheaper on these exchanges, go for it. Okay, I don't have a problem with you guys doing that. Just get covered. But if your coverage is a hell of a lot better, right, with health insurance, with what you have, keep it. Just keep in mind, whatever health insurance coverage you have now does not mean you are going to have, the same sort of benefits 6 months from now, a year from now. Healthcare is changing. If you think the plan you have now is awesome, Just be on the watch out, be on the lookout. We're seeing some very strange things happen. Very strange things happen when it comes to insurance and hospitals now not being on there or doctors getting kicked off, etc. So just know your options. And again, just because you sign up for an Obamacare health exchange, health insurance, doesn't mean you're giving into Obamacare, doesn't mean you're joining the dark side. Don't worry about that, okay? I just want you guys getting some sort of health coverage. But I was just extremely shocked I was expected, but I was just really, really disappointed that all this talk and all this hype, not even $100 savings. Yeah, not even $100 savings. So, I would suggest that, just don't get your hopes up. Going back to bad breath, some people suggest yogurt. Eating yogurt would help, I guess, remove some of the nasty, stinky bacteria. I've always talked to you guys about parsley. Parsley is really good for, you know how a lot of these meals, if you go to like a Denny's or something, well, I don't know if Denny's, I think, puts melon on there, but I remember you go to a Denny's and there would be some parsley on there. And so parsley seems to help. They say chewing gum with xylitol could help with bad breath. The only thing is sometimes the xylitol can make you burp and fart. That could also kind of change the stinkiness of the air. You know, it's one thing to stop having bad breath, but if you're kind of farting around where you're breathing, I would rather you have the bad breath. We talked about seeing the dentist. Let me see here. Water. Okay, this is very interesting. Dr. Murray Grossen on WebMD talks about the xerostoma, which is a dry mouth condition. You don't have enough fluid in your mouth. You aren't flushing the bacteria, flushing what's on your teeth. Obviously, keeping your mouth hydrated could help as well. Right? But if bad breath continues, I strongly urge you, have a GI doctor take a peek, look at you for reflux, make sure you're getting good dental work, make sure you're not eating very pungent foods like cheese, garlic. I know some of you guys use the squeezy cheese on your bread. That squeezy cheese gives you some nasty breath. Watch out for the cheeses. Big time. And of course, if you're going to burp, okay, get all your burps out. A lot of us, we just hold things in and then all of a sudden things start to seep, right? We've talked about that, the seepage. Okay, I don't want to go into that because some of you are about to eat. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.